KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, 79 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for a high of 97 degrees under partly cloudy skies with maybe an isolated shower or storm in the afternoon. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A Western Iowa woman sent to prison for a deadly crash that killed two young brothers has been released from prison. 20-year-old Carly Brown of Essex pled guilty to two counts of vehicular homicide in the November 2010 head-on collision near Red Oak that killed 5-year-old Malachi Todd and 4-year-old Alex Todd of Cumberland. The accident happened on U.S. Highway 48 near Red Oak. The boy's mother, Nina McNeese of Cumberland, was injured in the crash. Officials say Brown was speeding, texting, and passing in a no-passing zone when the crash happened. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Montgomery County Attorney Bruce Swanson says a judge on Monday reconsidered Brown's sentence. The judge suspended the sentence and placed her on 5 years of supervised probation. Swanson says he was not surprised at the judge's decision. Swanson says it was a case of gross negligence and the judge wanted her to see the inside of a prison. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cass and Adair County Board of Supervisors will both meet this morning. In Atlantic, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hear from County Attorney Dan Feisner regarding an update of employee handbook and or bargaining unit negotiation services. The supervisors will then hear a quarterly activity report regarding Cass County conservation. The board will also hear an update from County Engineer Charles Marker. The meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors will be held this morning at 9 o'clock at the Cass County Courthouse. In Greenfield, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hear the final report regarding the SCIOG Housing Trust Fund. The board will then hear from Lori Nosecable regarding the regionalization of mental health services. Supervisors will also hear a secondary roads update from County Engineer Nick Kaufman regarding 3 new hires and bids for projects taking place around Adair County. The meeting of the Adair County Board of Supervisors will be held this morning at 9 o'clock at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. On Monday, the Atlantic Police Department arrested 23-year-old Andrew Nickum of Lewis on charges of OWI second offense and driving while suspended. He was booked at the Cass County Jail. Also, no one was hurt in a two-car collision at the intersection of 7th and Lynn Streets Monday in Atlantic. Timothy Smith of North Carolina was charged with failing to yield, making a left turn, and no proof of insurance. He hit a car driven by Brenda Bird of Atlantic while trying to make a left turn into the intersection. Total damage to the two cars was estimated at $4,000. Atlantic Chamber of Commerce officials say the Atlantic all-class reunion saw success last weekend with alumni from several states and classes represented within a 50-year span. Atlantic Chamber Director Megan Roberts said overall more than 500 alum were present at the different events throughout the weekend of July 13th and 14th. Roberts says she was pleased with the progress from last year, and she hoped to see it grow even larger in 2013. The reunion weekend kicked off with a wine and appetizer reception Friday night and was followed by tours of the Atlantic High School and Washington Elementary on Saturday. Atlantic Middle School and Schuler Elementary were closed for construction. The History of Atlantic video was also shown Saturday. The weekend activities concluded with a street dance at Rock Island Depot. A Wisconsin man who's now jailed in northwest Iowa may be responsible for at least 25 burglaries in Iowa and Minnesota since early June, make that, as Doug Brook reports on that matter.
49-year-old Joseph DeTage of Appleton, Wisconsin, is facing several charges of burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. During the early morning hours on Sunday, a Hayworden police officer who was on patrol in Ironton noticed glass broken out of the door at the Ironton Co-op. The officer discovered DeTage still inside the office. After officers surrounded the building, DeTage surrendered without incident. Police found a large amount of cash inside his vehicle, along with a map of Iowa, which highlighted several communities and routes. A Authorities believe DeTage is responsible for burglaries in Ireton, Alton, Granville, Sioux Center, and Hull, as well as others in Lyon, O'Brien, Osceola, and Cherokee counties. Doug Brook, Radio Iowa, Sioux Center.
Officials say tips are now pouring in from across the country because of national attention to the search for two missing Northeast Iowa girls. Rick Aben, chief deputy with the Black Hawk County Sheriff's Office, says the calls are coming in from all over the country.
Every tip that comes in is something that needs to be checked, and we're doing that.
The two girls were last seen riding their bikes in downtown Evansdale early Friday afternoon. Some of the tipsters claims to have seen the girls outside of Evansdale, even in other states.
We have people that think they may have seen someone, and those tips are being followed up on.
Aben would not estimate how many tips investigators have checked out and ruled out, and he dismisses the idea national attention to the case and tips from around the country are an unnecessary diversion for law enforcement. Taking a look now at world and national headlines, Syria's state-run TV says the country's defense minister and deputy defense minister have been killed in a suicide bombing during a meeting in the capital involving cabinet members. The deputy minister was President Bashar Assad's brother-in-law. The high-level assassination could signal a turning point in the 16-month conflict as the violence becomes increasingly chaotic. Three people are dead and one is wounded in a shooting in Flint, Michigan, about 60 miles northwest of Detroit. Police tell the Flint Journal the shootings happened early this morning and that two men and one woman were shot and killed. A wounded woman climbed out of a window and called 911. And Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gets another turn in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill today as he appears before the House Financial Services Committee to reiterate his semiannual report. Bernanke painted a gloomy picture yesterday before the Senate Banking Committee. KJAN Newstime is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcement, 61-year-old George F. Bonatta III of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for George Bonatta III will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Panora Church in the Brethren, as Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 49-year-old Brian J. Forsman of Urbandale and formerly of Atlantic died Saturday at the Bickford Senior Living in Urbandale. Funeral services for Brian J. Forsman will be held this morning at 10:30 in the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 57-year-old Cheryl Ann Swearingen of Harlan died Friday at the Hospice House. Funeral services for Cheryl Ann Swearingen will be held this morning at 11 o'clock in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 51-year-old Lauren A.J. Adrian Odell of Atlantic died on Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for A.J. Odell will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Assembly of God Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 92-year-old Hans R. Johnson of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly from Brayton, died Monday at the Life Care Center in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Funeral services for Hans Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 90-year-old Buddy W. Smith of Atlantic and formerly from Elliott died on Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Buddy Smith will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 87-year-old Viola Waddell of Harlan died Saturday at the Elm Crest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Viola Waddell are going to be held Thursday in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 94-year-old Margaret B. Sheeter of Guthrie Center died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret B. Sheeter will be held Friday at 10 o'clock in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Knutson of Coralville and formerly Atlantic died Thursday at the Mercy Hospice Care in Iowa City. Funeral services for Janice Knutson will be held Friday at 10:30 in St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Phyllis Knapp of Casey died Monday at her home, as funeral services for Phyllis Knapp will be held Saturday at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And 85-year-old Leland Jerome Miller, formerly of Harlan, died on May 14th in Arizona. Graveside services with military rites for Leland Jerome Miller will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.